Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, before RJ makes you some football money, as he's been doing for a long time now, especially the past 2 weeks with Conference Championship Sunday, we have to welcome in two Tolos in studio, and they came in. What's the names again? I didn't catch it. Roy, what are their names?
Kim is very famous around these parts,
yeah.
First and foremost.
What's your name?
Zach.
Zach's got the Stars hat on, and Kim walks in. She goes, I met you guys before, and I was like, Whenever someone says that, it's usually at an event.
Yeah.
And when it's at an event, I never remember.
He's getting his Odell Beckham on it.
Yeah.
It's always like, was it before or after he did the dip?
That's right. Before I sneak out after the bar tab. But she goes, no, I was the one in the famous Roy incident.
I'm surprised Roy actually stayed standing after that shot. That was incredible. Oh!
Now we've got Jeff Kavanaugh down field.
Roy, how did that one feel, Roy?
No,
that's RJ. Roy pulling back. He hit a fan.
Roy's hit a fan in a Dak Prescott jersey.
Oh, Roy.
The fan is now walking up to Roy. Oh.
Oh!
She has smashed an egg over Roy White's head.
So this was our egg punishment payoff. I can't remember the bet, but I had won something. Maybe it was March Madness. And we're throwing eggs. And Roy, of course, has to break the rules and not listen and pick up one of the eggs that didn't break off of his body and tries to chunk it back at me and Bassick, totally misses and hits this poor girl. Let's hear the sound one more time, Troy. Hits this poor girl right in the face. Like, right in the face. A fastball.
Yeah.
No, that's RJ. Roy pulling back. He hit a fan.
Roy's hit a fan in a Dak Prescott jersey.
Oh, Roy.
The fan is now walking up to Roy. Oh.
Oh, that's the sound. To her credit, she just took it like a champ, picks up her own egg, and spikes it like Gronk on Roy's head. And Dak sees it. He's on stage, and he's like, come on up here. So Dak hooked her up with a picture, autograph, and we avoided a lawsuit. All right, Sunday, NFL Conference Championship weekend. RJ has you covered with the degenerate.
6-2 last week, 9-0.
Wait, what are you doing?
You didn't go 9-0-2, did you?
Do you smell toast?
No, I do not smell toast. Very good reference, though.
Were you trying to say 9-2?
9-2-1.
Okay.
All right, so you did have a push in there.
Yes, 9-2-1.
Like father, like son.
For the postseason.
Troy.
That's a good reference. He did get a 42 on his last math test. Well, I'm not looking forward to paying that tutor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I thought you were making an Alzheimer joke, not your. Oh,
my own kid. Yeah.
Oh, Luca.
Yeah, he's got math problems.
All right, sorry.
He's a cute kid. All right, so I asked the fine folks at the Football Glory Hole to give me all their information because we only have two games.
Yeah.
Give me all the information. I want to give the people the back, like open the curtain and see the method of the madness here.
All right.
Fill you up.
So here you go, Kansas City and Tennessee. It is a 7-point tight, 7-point Kansas City spread. They are the favorites. According to the power rankings, it should be a 6-point spread. Okay, so you're getting a little bit of a value on the Titans. Kansas City this year is 11-4-1 with Patrick Mahomes against the spread.
Okay.
All right, the one extra loss is Green Bay, but there was no Mahomes. So you're not going to count that game, right? You throw that one out. So the other four losses against the spread, they were outgained in the rushing in all four of them. Okay, so this benefits Tennessee.
Yep.
They're probably going to outgain in rushing just because that's what they want to do. Tannehill had 117.5 passer rating during the regular season and 144 passer rating against the Chiefs.
Whoa.
In those four ATS losses against the spread, the average quarterback rating that beat them was 105. So Tannehill far surpasses that. So they meet both criteria. They usually outgain the other team in rushing, and their quarterback has a better passer rating than what beats Kansas City against the spread.
Wow.
All right, so those are two things. Meanwhile, in the 11 wins they had, Kansas City against the spread, they won the rushing stats in 8 out of the 11. What was Tennessee's best thing they were best at? 7th in yards per attempt allowed defensively. So that's a little bit of a Tennessee bonus right there. Since Ryan Tannehill took over, Tennessee's 9-3 against the spread. In those three losses, they outgained the opposition on the ground, but the average quarterback rating that beat them was 106. Patrick Mahomes averaged this year a 105. So that kind of washes things a little bit. The big thing that you got to notice is that Tennessee on the road against winning teams is 6-0 against the spread. And what that means is they are massively undervalued.
Get hype, Roy. Get ready to get hype.
Meanwhile, Kansas City in their last 11 playoff games against the spread is 3-8. Why do I care about playoff games 15 years ago?
Right.
What that shows you is that franchise, that team, and you'll see this with Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or whoever, are overvalued. People buy into them. They love them. So they give them or the chief fan bets them.
Okay.
All right. And right now, 63% of the money is on Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's boosting that line a little bit.
That's interesting.
So that's how you look at it. You know,
I've always wondered that. I'm like, who cares?
It's all about the value. Like, you know, historic.
15 years ago.
If you've got a team like Northwestern in football,
yeah,
they've got a really good record of covering spreads over 25 years. Because they're
nobody bets them.
Undervalued.
Yeah.
So that's where you look at it here. The play is Tennessee plus 7.
Woo!
Turn the All right. The play is Tennessee plus 7. So there you go.
Now, does it say who the straight up win is?
Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City's a straight up win. The play is Tennessee. It's not.
Gamblers would say that.
It's more of a lean. It's a lean to Tennessee.
Okay.
It's like in terms of the play, in terms of betting plus 7.
All right.
It's not necessarily a hard bet. It's a lean. This game is probably more that you would do a teaser on. Tease Kansas City down to 1.
All right.
All right. That's what you would do. Now, the other game, Green Bay, San Francisco. San Francisco currently is a 7.5-point favorite. Neither team has major injuries. Green Bay is 1.5 above average on a neutral field, which means they are the weakest team left in the playoffs by a wide margin.
Mm.
If you look at their wins this year, they've beaten two teams all year that they shouldn't have. We're not counting the Chiefs because they didn't have Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had three, but we're really only counting two. They beat the Vikings twice. They should have lost the first game. And they beat the Cowboys, who are 1.5-point better than Green Bay in the regular season in terms of if you would just bet them and how Vegas would view it on a neutral field. The Packers were a 3-point dog against San Francisco in week 12. They got destroyed in that game. It's like 37-9 or something. Flash forward to last week. The Vikings were a 7-point underdog to San Francisco. So a team that the football glory hole guys view as 2 points better than Green Bay. So basically what you're only doing is getting a 0.5 here. You want to completely bet San Francisco. This is not going to be close. This is going to be a destruction. So a team that's only 2 points worse than Minnesota has to give up a 0.5 somehow. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This is clear market on Aaron Rodgers. Everyone is inflating the name. The name inflates.
Yep.
People want to bet on the name. San Francisco's 5-2 in their last 7 against the spread at home against winning teams. That means they're undervalued like this. You know, like this spread should be 10 or 9. It's at 7.5. You're getting it right there. So that's a real easy bet. That's the best bet. The best also bet is tease these things. Kansas City -1, San Francisco -1.5. That's -120. So that's almost even money. That's a really good bet for a teaser. But take Tennessee plus the 7, San Francisco -7.
How can your child not be good at math? How is that possible? -120 plus the 7, carry this, and then the tease that, and the parlay that, and then the Metro Bay, and then
I'm not good at math. I'm good at gambling.
That's math. Yeah, you have to do math.
That's true.
How can your child not be great at math? This is ridiculous. And you also love analytics and numbers.
I know. It's all about Yuntu.
What?
Huh? Yuntu.
What's that reference?
Yuntu.
Yeah. You want to do it or not? You want to? Yuntu?
So there you go. He'll tweet them out at RJ Choppy, the degenerate, with his selections for conference title game Sunday. Autoflex Leasing Fantex is always open at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We will have our official picks at 9:20 this morning. Babe Laufenberg has decided to jump on at 9. I want to ask him if this is a mistake with Kellen Moore calling the plays over Mike McCarthy. I don't believe that Jerry Jones mandated this. I don't believe that Jerry said, Kellen, you don't let McCarthy blow out the entire staff, bring in his guys, and then tell him who's calling the plays. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about whether McCarthy should be calling them. Is play calling overrated? And what would he think of his good buddy Jason Garrett getting the Giants job? Scott Linehan is interviewing as well, and maybe we'll get his picks for the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.